The committee of the whole meeting in Skagway brought together a diverse group with the same interest, the waterfront. It's the municipality's greatest asset. The meeting brought heavy hitters to the table: Yukon Minister of Energy, Mines, and Resources, major cruise ship company executives, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, and the Assembly. They were asked to consider the community's input on the future of the port and bring forward their own concerns. Mayor Andrew Cremata set the tone for the meeting.
I think we all are familiar with the issues of the port. And like I say, we all have our own perspectives on what those issues are and how we can accomplish a solution. Obviously, we have a diverse population of people in Skagway, and they're all concerned about issues with the port, too, because it is our livelihood.
The Deepwater Port has brought lucrative cruise ship tourism to the small town, but other interests depend on it as well. Cargo and fuel barges need space, and a renaissance of the mining industry in the Yukon depends on the port for access to distant markets. Yukon Deputy Premier Ranj Play says the mineral economy in the Yukon is growing.
We are going through a strong cycle when it comes to the mineral sector. So what we want to be able to do is have a conversation with council, understand what's happening over from now until 2023, and do what we feel we need to do as partners with you to ensure that we have access to that deep water.
The Minto mine is coming back online, and representatives from the Yukon government anticipate growing needs at the port. They were quick to note that Skagway and the Yukon share a tourism interest that is based in their mining history. But now cruise ships bring in most of the tourism in Skagway. Holland America executive Charlie Ball says he doesn't want to foot the bill for any industrial infrastructure at the port. But Skagway should figure out a plan and name its price.
I mean, I think each part of the harbor needs to sustain itself in the long term, but certainly if there were changes to the way the berths work, and it costs more to berth here, I think we would just put that into our economic models, and it would make sense to come, because Skagway is a very desirable place.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen says the key to success at the waterfront is keeping commercial and industrial interests separate.
The better we can separate those options, the better our port will function. We don't want to wait till the end of 2023. We want to take action soon, and come up with a plan that really works.
He advocated for ORDOC remediation to be the first step to any changes at the waterfront. The municipality has many factors to consider as it moves forward with implementing hours worth of feedback from various stakeholders. Mayor Cremata closed the meeting by acknowledging that if each was a little upset with the outcome, it might be an indication of a compromise well done. To hear the whole meeting, visit our website at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.